Inserto in. Hello Australia and welcome to the brand new Vookcast. This is episode 31, I'm Spirit 3, and joining me as per usual is Flame Condor.
Hello peoples.
And we've also got Anthony rejoining us at long last.
Hello.
And our special guest this week will be Nemesis.
Yeah.
So our attempt is to make this podcast a little shorter, a little bit more accessible. Why? So we'll probably more likely end up going in about an hour and a half in the end. So we'll get straight into the news.
An hour and a half of just talking about children and manner.
No, let's avoid that piece of... First news that we have to talk about relates to Factor 5, everyone's favourite developer of Lair and Rogue Squadron 3, and what other crap have they brought out? That's probably the only notable mention.
Was Rogue Squadron 3 really that bad?
Yeah.
They tried to put in, was it foot
on,
combat,
on,
and it was
on
just...
foot, thing.
Yeah, it was that.
Was it Factor 5 that made Forsaken?
Someone in a claim. Anyway, so the reason we're talking about Factor 5 and not about Lair is because Factor 5 have said they've got one Wii project in the works. There's absolutely no details about it, except it's not a virtual console game, so it probably won't be a Rogue Squadron remake or anything like that. And the graphics engine is being built from the ground up, so it could be prettier and shinier than Rogue Squadron 2. Rumour is it might be another Star Wars shooter, but it could be something completely different. It might be a Leia sequel, because that might actually work a bit better on the Wii. It did a bit pathetically on the PlayStation 3. But yeah, at this stage... there's absolutely no details, except, yeah, it's not a virtual console game. So it could be a WiiWare game. That wasn't specified.
It could be Tornado, that GameCube game that they never made. But they did.
Well, what was that about?
It was like a kind of like a Metroid ripoff or something, and it was going to be on GameCube, but it never came out.
Side-scrolling Metroid or the new Metroid?
New Metroid. Like, you played as some guy with a cannon on his arm or something, and... trying to find information about it, but I can't fucking...
It could be like, because they did make the Turrican games back in the early 90s, so it could have been sort of like that. They were sort of, I think, with a guy with a gun in his hand, maybe, or a robot dude with a gun.
They made Indiana Jones games as well.
Mm.
Maybe they're making one for the movie.
I'm actually just looking at it. They haven't made a hell of a lot of games when you get down to it.
No, do you think this game could bring a little back of their reputation from the crapness that was Lair?
Not really.
I don't think they're going to get their reputation back unless they make another Star Wars game.
If it's not based on Rogue Squadron, because I think that series is finished.
I don't know, make it based on the whole Clone Wars, but in space, because...
they should do Star Wars versus Star Trek, because that would probably sell a couple of million.
No.
Well, we could speculate for hours, but we won't. So the next bit is actually some good news and some bad news, and then some good news again. Good news. But
more good news.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. Super Smash Bros. Brawl. Everyone's been following this game since...
what game?
Children of Mana 2.
Oh.
Super Smash Bros. Brawl. It was revealed about 2 years ago now, 1 year ago. I've forgotten.
E3 2 years ago.
But we're now 2 weeks, 1 week, 2 weeks away from the Japanese release, and...
have reviewed it.
About 7 months into the Australian release, maybe 12 months.
12 months.
We're still not sure. We'll have to wait till Europe says something. Yeah, the reason we're talking about Brawl is, firstly, Japanese magazine Famitsu, it's a big deal over there. It got a review of 40 out of 40, so that meant four individual reviewers gave it 10 out of 10. And that's a big deal because previously only four or five other games had got it. Albert,
one of those games is Nintendogs, though.
Yeah, Albert, it was Nintendogs and Final Fantasy XII, so some of their reviews are a bit...
And Wind Waker as well.
Yeah.
Wind Waker was a 40 64. Out of 40 game, minus the treasure.
It's a good game.
Ocarina of Time, and I think that's it. That's just those games, from memory.
Soul Calibur.
And Soul Calibur, that might be the fifth. So 40 out of 40 is a big deal from this magazine. So that's some very good news so far. Also revealed on the Dojo website, we have Sheik. She is in it, and she is a she this time because she has boobs. I was going to say something else, but I decided just to go with boobs.
I didn't even notice.
It's actually mentioned, I think it actually says it on the Dojo that, you know, it is obviously a girl in this game. Not that she was never a girl, but she is.
Was there ever a debate about that? I don't think.
I don't know.
Zelda's not telling us something.
If when you were playing Ocarina of Time, I bet you were surprised. You were a bit like, oh, what the?
She was supposed to be a bloke because she wanted to change, like, completely. I swear she was supposed to be a bloke.
She was in disguise. She wasn't trying to be a boy. There was no plastic surgery involved. Olimar.
Or magic.
Olimar from the...
We've been led to believe the magic is even less powerful than what it is in Zelda games. It's actually quite powerful.
You can't change genitalia in Zelda anymore. That's a shame. Olimar from the Pikmin series is in the game.
Yay!
Pikmin is a big deal as well, so that's pretty good news for Pikmin fans. The only catch...
You think... Yep, just go.
Well, the only catch is you have to use the Pikmin to be able to fight with Olimar. So if your Pikmin are all dead, you're pretty much screwed.
But can Olimar not be it by himself or anything?
No, he can't do squat.
It's like the Pokemon trainer.
Except pick up more. The Pokemon trainer can never get hit, though. He's always in the background. Olimar will be on the actual battlefield. So if you run out of Pikmin, you've just got to run around in circles until you get more Pikmin.
It's a different idea, and, you know, won't...
It'll be interesting.
Do you think this is going to be the last characters revealed before the game comes out?
Not likely. I think we've still got Captain Falcon. Definitely Captain Falcon left. Jigglypuff.
If he's going to be in it.
Jigglypuff will be there. Ganondorf is likely.
Because they said that Ganondorf, when they confirmed Sheik, they basically confirmed Ganondorf too, because they said they used Twilight Princess things for both of them, but they don't know if they'll use them completely.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, that was
interesting. Are you going to see any other third parties?
Since Sheik never made an appearance in Twilight Princess, yet they were thinking about it.
Yeah.
I kind of missed that.
I don't know. Well, you got to, like, when they started Twilight Princess, I'm sure they just brought in a whole heap of older ideas and just said, "Where can we go from here?"
Well, they would have. Yeah, they would have drawn a million pictures, even if the content they drew never ended up in the game. Captain Falcon.
Man, I just hope there's like a picture somewhere of a Twilight Princess design. What's his name? Annoying green dude. Oh, Tingle. There's got to be
with muscles and his, you know, bulk. I think that already exists. Captain Falcon was pretty much confirmed, or not confirmed for good, because, you know, if it's confirmed, he wouldn't be saying he's in it. But because there's some mecha wireframe characters, which are from Melee as well, you may know of them, from 100 Man Melee and all that jazz, that has the same moveset as Captain Falcon, so he's pretty much confirmed to be in it.
Luigi hasn't been unveiled yet.
Luigi hasn't, but come on, you can't leave Luigi out of the Super Smash Brothers game.
No, I'm just looking who hasn't been. Captain Falcon hasn't been said. Pretty sure he's going to be in it. Dr. Mario, doubtful. Falco, doubtful.
Falco's definitely doubtful, I reckon.
Yeah, Ganondorf, sounds likely.
I'm not too sure about that. They've gotten... Look at Kirby, for example. They've got Kirby, King DDD, Meta Knight. Just throwing characters in there. They've probably kept Falco, and they've probably thrown in Slippy and...
Well,
I reckon they've thrown in Crystal.
I reckon they've thrown in Crystal. They've got rid of Falco because he was just a clone, and Crystal has her spear, so she would have that, you know, that moveset. So I reckon they've thrown in Crystal.
Jigglypuff.
Bit of fairies. Everyone loves a bit of fairies.
I'm not sure if Jigglypuff is going to be in it.
No, Jigglypuff.
Jigglypuff will be in it, and, like, you get her when you finish the game and all the other games, I reckon.
What's that noise?
Marth, I'm pretty doubtful he's going to be in it. Mewtwo, I can kind of see him being in it. He's unique enough. Game
Marth's
Watch.
Been replaced by Ike.
Yeah, I know. That's the same. Game & Watch better be in it. He's awesome.
He'll be like a secret path that'll unlockable, more than likely.
Well, they confirmed that he wasn't in there, but they also confirmed Ice Climb
was winning. So, yeah, I'm not buying anything until it's all come out. Ness, I'm pretty sure he's gone in favour of Lucas.
Yep.
Pichu, please. For the
Pichu's gone. Pichu will be an assist trophy or just a trophy.
Roy's definitely gone, and Young Link, I don't think we're going to see him. Might see a Wind Waker Link, but...
I'd love to see a Wind Waker Link.
See, everyone wants to see a Wind Waker Link, but what would be the difference between a Wind Waker Link and a Young Link? They're basically the same thing.
Well, nah, grappling hook, leaf...
Wind Waker Link has bigger eyes.
They look
different, but their moveset will probably be identical.
He can pull out different, his people or something and bail across people and find them in his right up.
the grapple.
Yeah, and he's got the grappling hook, yeah. The leaf. There's heaps of the boots he could use sort of as a down attack, the same way Kirby does of his rock thing.
He can change direction of the wind.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Can you poke people in the eye with the Wind Waker?
There's heaps they could do to make him different.
While we're talking about updates from the website, they've also one that I thought was quite interesting, that mini game one where you got the hammer and you got like hammers and you've got a. I'll probably go to the site because I can't remember what it's called exactly.
Hang on, I'm almost there.
You know, it's like a mini game of sorts, and it basically tells you how to unlock stuff. So it's like a mini game in a mini game of unlocking things. So that looks pretty fun. It's from Kirby Air Ride, if anyone's ever played that game. It's got a similar setup to that.
I've got it. I don't really remember playing it for that
also,
one.
There's been sticker power-ups. Now, we all know about stickers if you've been following the dojo. The stickers actually have attributes to them, or at least some of them have attributes. So when you're going through the subspace emissary, you can slap these stickers on your trophy or something, I don't know, on a trophy base, and I'll give your character special attributes, so that adds another layer of depth to it. Not forgetting that when you change the difficulty, you can then unlock part, you know, better and more stickers. So
a mini RPG.
Almost, yeah. Here we go, challenges. This is one I was looking for.
That was it. I couldn't, yeah.
So it's called a challenges mode, and so it basically, when you break open a window or when you do something in the game that was predetermined, the window will open and you'll get something out of it. So you'll get like trophies and CDs and stuff like that. So you just have to complete a certain thing in the game. Like, for example, to get the Staffy trophy, you have to clear Target Smash level 1 with 10 characters. To get a Frozen Hillside CD, you have to brawl on Hellbird stage 10 times. So it's a lot of simple stuff. There will be harder stuff in there.
Trophies and CDs.
Sorry?
Is it just trophies and CDs, or is it characters too?
Characters have been confirmed. You can only unlock those through the subspace emissary. But there might be, I don't know what's through here. That looks a lot like just like trophies and CDs. By looking at all the pictures. Might be stickers in here, and you might be able to unlock levels, perhaps. Mm. But we'll have to wait and see till... that brings us to our next bit, doesn't it? The game, which features that character, was coming out February 10th in America, but for some godforsaken reason, it is now coming out March 9th. So it's been pushed back another month. For Australia... Not for Australia. For America, this means they can play Burnout for a bit longer, so that's not all. Devil May Cry.
No more heroes.
For Australia, it means we have to wait. Well, not me, you guys. Well, not me. Flame Condor and Anthony. Have to wait until 2012 or something. Till after June, I think they're looking at now. They're looking at June or after then. Because the Europe release schedule does not have anything remotely similar to a Smash Brothers game listed on it for the next couple of months. So that's the terrible news that has made thousands...
It's going to be a good game, who cares?
Thousands of Nintendo fanboys cry. Okay, let's move on from Smash Brothers. And
DS approaches 1 million down under.
And the Wii has 300,000.
So yeah, DS just has sold since the launch... No, I'm pretty. It may have crossed over now already. DS has sold now since launch 988,168 units down under.
I don't imagine it would, simply because there's delays for, well, not delays. There's no stock for DS's or Wii's.
True. And that's a good point. And this is just under its third anniversary, so you'd imagine it would break it by then. And the Wii done very well, and the Christmas units has sold over 293,000 units, and this is up from 251,000 units just before. Oh, whatever.
And it's almost double the GameCube sales from its entire life, or it is double now.
So there's no excuse for delaying us now, is there? Because there's a market down here.
But anyway, people in Australia like delayed games. Isn't that obvious? We love delayed stuff.
That's why half of our forums have gone off and imported Wii's.
Why do we bother talking about sales anymore? It's always, no, it's going to be yay, good.
Because numbers are good. About. We like numbers.
Yeah. And details came in the other week about a game which was probably sort of people looking a bit tentatively at, and for someone like me who absolutely can't stand Sonic. Actually, I've never bought a game. I think I've rarely actually played one. Sonic Dark Chronicles... What's it? Sonic Chronicles the Dark Brotherhood for DS. A whole heap of details got unveiled about that in Nintendo Power. I think it's only just come out in the States last week or whenever. Well, and it is actually looking...
Let Anthony say the list, because he's been a bit quiet over there.
Oh, all right. In-game graphics have a watercolour look. They look all hand-drawn and whatnot. Four party members at a time. Each character can do certain things. For example, Tails can float over stuff.
You don't have to read everything, though. Well, you'll be there for a fair while.
Oh, man. There's side quests there. Bottom one, side quests.
All right, awesome. That's everything.
Rings are used as currency, the sort of gameplay style. Like, apparently the...
Oh, here's something about the story. Sonic's on a vacation from defeating Eggman 2 years ago, gets a call from Tails that Knuckles has been kidnapped by a group called the
Marauders,
and that 6 Chaos Emeralds are missing. Eggman not the main villain, but BioWare wants to make him a credible bad guy again.
Yeah, but something about a twist
between Eggman and Sonic
that
goes back to the earlier games.
When did they change Dr. Robotnik to Eggman? Wasn't it Robotnik?
I thought it was Robotnik.
That was the cartoon show. I think they had Dr. Robotnik.
What's about story about you refusing to watch Sonic at school?
Yeah, I was that hardcore of a Nintendo fanboy.
Depressing. Very depressing.
I was in the heat of the 16-bit wars, okay? Bloody Australia's never been a Nintendo country. It was Sega and all that crap.
It sounds like it's going to have kind of a Tales of Symphonia battle system where you can see your enemies on the field so you don't have to do a Pokemon and be like, crap, random battle.
But it's actually
turn-based. In the actual battle, it's turn-based, so it's Final Fantasy there. Final Fantasy,
Special attacks. We've all been debating what the hell that means.
You dance.
It's going to be timing. So, yeah, and without going into all details about the other stuff, if you've been reading the
fully
site,
animated
you should know
cut
all
scenes.
That. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting-looking game.
It'll be interesting to see what they do with the story, because BioWare games are always about story, and this is about Sonic.
That's all Mass Effect. That's the only reason Mass Effect was so critically acclaimed, was the story. So, yeah, maybe they can actually do something with Sonic that's good gameplay-wise, because they definitely need to get rid of that stigma that they can only do good stories.
And in my opinion, DS has been a bit lacking in role-playing games, compared to the Game Boy Advance. So this is definitely one I'm going to have to get. Like, way better than Mario and Luigi that came out for the DS.
Aside from Final Fantasy Remake, though, and Golden Sun, what other RPGs were on the Game Boy Advance?
Mario and Luigi?
Well, that was on the DS.
It was at...
Yeah, it was on the Game Boy Advance, and it was awesome.
Yeah, but it was still on the DS. So.
But it was on the Game Boy Advance.
It was that vampire game where it had a light sensor.
Boktai. Yeah. Boktai or whatever.
We've had Magical Star Sign, we've had Contact, we've had the Final Fantasy Remake on the DS.
There's
a new Boktai on DS.
Oh, yeah, there is, isn't
there? It's called Lunar Night. There's no light sensor with it anymore, though.
Can't you use the Game Boy game to plug that in to use that as a light sensor?
Yeah, apparently. But I didn't.
I don't know. Look, Golden Sun, there's nothing of, say, Golden Sun quality.
I think you just want a Golden Sun on the DS. You're crying for one. I think everyone does want that.
Though. I don't know. I guess, I mean, like Contact, I think people are a bit harsh on it. It's an interesting take. I love it, like, when Suda tries stuff. It's interesting, no matter what it is. Mario and Luigi, I just couldn't stand on the DS. Final Fantasy III was good, just not really enough to grab hold of me.
I wonder if Sonic will have a Sonic on Alien romance scene. I'll have to investigate that. That's the only reason anyone bought Mass Effect.
It looks interesting.
I'll do the next one so we can cue our awesome
next things.
PC bot thing. NGC, what the hell is NGC? That would be Nintendo GameCube.
Nintendo GameCube?
GDC, which happens to be the Game Developers Conference, I believe in March, could be February, doesn't actually have a date, is, you know, coming up very shortly, and Nintendo have confirmed that they will have 3 speakers, so a bit more than last year, I believe there was only one. The first one will be about Wii Fit, so let's skip that piece of crap. only one that is important, because there's one about Smash Brothers, but by that time I would have already played it, so not important. The important one is Planning the Wii Menu from Pre-Launch to WiiWare. That's the title of it, and it's presented by Nintendo's Network Group team leader.
They have a network group?
They do now, but we were queuing something and it's stuffed it up. I'll try it again. Presented by Nintendo's network group team leader.
It's Takashi Aoyama.
Because I was too afraid I couldn't pronounce his name properly. So hopefully we'll learn a bit more about WiiWare during that little conference. And I'm
really interested in hearing from
Takashi Aoyama.
Because I'm sure he has lots of interesting stuff to say.
Who has a lot of interesting stuff to say?
Takashi Aoyama.
Of course. The rumour is...
You better not be bad, otherwise...
Takashi Aoyama.
Over and kick your ass.
Rumour is WiiWare will be launching for the middle of the year, or around about the middle of the year, in the US and for Australia, 2033. Guess what, boys?
We won't be open then.
That's all the news. Sorry? We're up to release.
Okay, heading into releases for this week. Five actually looks pretty good this week. Coming out on the 24th for the Nintendo Wii, Ghost Squad, which... Was it you who reviewed that, Nemi, or was it someone else?
Yeah, it was me.
Yeah,
The only consistent reviewer on the site.
I gave it a 6 or a 7.
So it's average.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little bit above average.
It's not, good. Like, because it's just like a port.
No, Flamey, 6 and 7 is above average.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, yeah, no. It's like, it's a port, but they've added heaps of to keep you coming back, so, yeah.
Journey of Dreams. Now, I haven't really followed the whole Knights thing. I know the Sega Saturn, the original one, seems to get a lot of people talking whenever people start talking about it. This one, the reviews have been a bit, but it looks kind of interesting. And Star Quest Conquest, which I think that's... Star Trek Conquest has been sort of hovering around the 6 or 7 mark for reviews, which looks... I think it's a turn-based space battle game. Looks interesting. If you're into Star Trek, probably worth a shot.
And look forward to Star Trek versus Star Wars later this year.
Yep, and that's coming out the week on the 30th. And for the DS, we have Bomberland Touch on the 30th. And I've got these wrong way around. Bomberland Touch 2 on the 30th. Bomberman games, usually awesome. I'm pretty sure this one will be online, so good luck there. And on the 29th, Naruto Path of the Ninja. It's about ninjas. It's probably... Hang on. It's only the 24th this week, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you've just skipped ahead a week.
Yeah, you skipped ahead.
Oh, well, we probably won't do one next week anyway, so yeah, those ones out on the 29th or 30th. So yeah, check them. Probably it's actually a really good week. Weeks. Go with the Tonka Star Trek, because Spirit wants Star Trek.
Yeah, because I want that Star Trek versus Star Wars. Let's do a movie.
And virtual console games we've just had come out. We had, just this week gone, another Nintendo 64 game. Surprise, surprise, it's made by Nintendo, not anyone else. 1080 Snowboarding, and for the Turbo Riot Zone, which is 800 points. We're yaying Riot Zone or Snowboarding?
We're yaying Snowboarding, because it was a decent game back in the time. Back in the day.
I've only played Avalanche in the game.
I've been fantastic, but sure.
Riot Zone for the Turbo, 800 points. If it's that much, it might probably be a Turbo CD game, so be prepared for your space to go away. And other stuff we've had out recently, Star Tropics for the NES, 500 points. I've heard a lot of good stuff about that. It's a whole heap of good reviews on YouTube if you go around hunting for them. Alien Storm on the Mega Drive, 800 points. No idea what that is. And Harvest Moon came out a few weeks ago for the Super NES.
Oh, that's awesome. Played.
Yeah, Harvest Moon's an awesome game.
Played the new one? The fancy one?
No.
On DS?
No.
Pretty weird. Because they added...
Room Factory. Yeah, I've heard stuff.
They added in, like, dungeons and monsters, though. It's weird.
Yeah. But yeah, Harvest Moon games are usually pretty good. If you can't be bothered actually going outside doing gardening, you can pretend to be inside doing gardening.
Or alternatively, get Viva Pinata on the Xbox 360. Ching ching.
We're not allowed to talk about that console anymore.
Only when Book is here.
Okay. Now, we'll go to the hot topic, which is just pretty much going to be the Game of the Year stuff that we did recently, and just giving out the results to those. Do we want to do these as top five countdown, or...?
Top three.
Okay, top three. What should I start with?
Game of the Year.
Okay, yeah, because we all know what that's going to be anyway.
Definitely going to be Excitra.
Okay, the top three... Okay, the games of the... top three Game of the Year, pretty much obvious. I think everyone knew was going to win. Third place, Metroid Prime 3. Second was Zelda for the DS. First, by God knows how many, Mario Galaxy, which I think we all knew that was going to win that one. Anyone surprised by those?
A little bit by Zelda.
Why?
I can't say I was overly impressed by it.
I was. I thought it was a good game.
I thought Zelda was more of an impressive title, even though it was short. But
I haven't finished it, so I wouldn't know.
That's all you care about, isn't it?
Damn, I hated the... They kept the boat things in, and they, that stupid temple you have to go back to every, like, time you finish a dungeon. It's
yeah, that one big temple was just a ridiculous idea. Yeah,
that was just really annoying.
Oh, the big one? Oh, give us something.
Because you had to go through all the old rooms to get to the new one. It was just stupid. But it's an alright game.
Okay, Wii games of the year. I'm just going to do top five because there's actually a tied place in here. Number five, Guitar Hero 3, which I don't think Spirit can talk about because there's any problem. Am I the only one who's actually got the Wii version here, or has everyone else got the 360 version?
Why would you have the Wii version? That's just ridiculous.
Because I don't have a 360.
Why wouldn't you have a 360? That's just ridiculous.
Shut up. tied for number three, we have Paper Mario and Excite Truck.
Yeah, okay, that's fair enough.
That worked.
Yeah, but I probably would have... I can't be bothered playing Paper Mario.
I would have imagined Resident Evil to be in this list, but no.
Where did that, which one, Umbrella Chronicles?
No, 4. Resident sure, Evil. Sure, it's just a port, but it's still like a really, really good game. But anyway...
Well, we'll actually get to Resident Evil 4 in a minute. Okay, Metroid Prime 3 came second, Mario Galaxy... first, there's a shot. Do that one later. Okay, best soundtrack. And can anyone guess what won this one? Anthony,
horses.
Guess. Anthony?
The Sims 2.
No, Mario Galaxy.
Okay, yeah. Third Metroid
Tony
Prime.
Proving Ground.
Third Metroid Prime, three, second Guitar Hero 3, and then first Galaxy.
Oh, God.
I know, it's gonna... Well, actually, I think that's all that... Oh, hang on, there's probably one more that Galaxy's won, which I've got in here somewhere. Okay, best graphics.
Yeah, okay.
Anthony, hazard a guess?
Mario Galaxy.
Yeah, okay. Third, Metroid Prime 3. Second, Resident Evil 4.
Yeah.
And first, Galaxy. I was actually... Have they upped the graphics for 4 for the Wii, or is it just...
It's slightly recut. What the textures have been... The textures are redone a bit, and they quicken the loading times, they put more enemies in, and, yeah, the graphics are a little bit better, but not that noticeable.
Oh, well,
I actually knew they actually did.
Where am I? I'll do DS games. Okay, DS games of the year, which is actually a... One of these sort of caught me completely off aware. Number three, Phoenix Wright, Justice for All.
Which, woo! Is that the original?
That's the second one.
No, that's the second one.
Yeah, the second one.
Right.
I was really hoping, like, if... Because people weren't too clear on their vote. Some just had Phoenix Wright, and then some had Phoenix Wright Justice, and then Ace, so I had to sort of... Bit hard breaking that one down.
There's a review for that going up soon on Vook.
Awesome. Second is Spirit's favourite game of the year, Pokemon Diamond and Pearl.
Oh, woo! No. Yay!
Which, I don't care how much you hate it. It was a good game.
No.
Granted, it was more of the same, but it was still
20 hours of torture.
It was my first Pokemon game since Gold, so, you know.
It's if you haven't played one, it's probably a good one to get started on. And game of the year for DS, Zelda Phantom Hourglass.
I reckon Worms Open Warfare 2 should have been in there.
That didn't get a lot of votes, actually, which I was
surprised
about. I don't
think too many people have it. But
yeah,
I definitely think it's better than Pokemon. I think it should have been number 2 in there.
Hotel Dusk came really close. I was kind of hoping that would do really well.
I still haven't played that.
Yeah, same here.
I really wanted.
Okay, may as well get this one out of the
way. I never really got a chance to talk about Worms in the podcast.
Oh, well, you can talk about it today if you want. Okay, worst game of the year.
Is this Nintendo?
Yes, right. Just Nintendo consoles.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater, come on.
Okay. Number, coming in at third place, WWE SmackDown vs. Raw 2008 for the Wii.
Yeah, we heard disaster stories about that one.
God, awful game. Far Cry for the Wii, that did come out this year, right?
Yeah, early in the year. So that,
okay, good. And, yeah, number one, Tony Hawk.
Yay!
Ground for the Wii. Which I'm pretty sure people just swayed by Spirit's bias review.
Oh, completely biased, because I used to actually like the Tony Hawk series until Proving Ground.
Okay, best game story of the year.
We'll never guess Mario, if Mario Galaxy's on the list, I may just have to kill myself.
Isn't that the Kane and Lynch thing?
It'll have to be Resident Evil 4 and Zelda will have to be on there.
Paper Mario?
Anyone else? Which one?
Was there a story in Paper Mario?
Okay. Number three, Hotel Dusk.
Yeah.
Second, Phoenix Wright, Justice for All.
Okay.
Number one, Paper Mario.
What?
How the hell? I haven't played it, but
how did it
was a platform game. I know. I thought it was just a platform game. And it beat it by about 10 votes or something, so I don't know. But maybe people just hadn't played the Phoenix Wright games, I reckon.
What is so compelling about another story about Mario having to collect stars?
Doesn't he rescue the princess?
But he can turn 3D.
No, he doesn't actually have to do much rescuing in this one.
The only thing I can think of is maybe people weren't reading the rules properly and were voting for Paper Mario on the Virtual Console. That's the only thing I can think of. Speaking of Virtual Console, we'll just jump into that now. Virtual Console Game of the Year. Predictions?
Super Mario Bros. One of those games. Not Mario Kart.
Lots of decent stuff came out.
Yeah, there were about 100 games, so I don't know.
Okay, number 3, Super Mario Bros. 3.
Okay.
Second, Sin and Punishment.
Oh, yeah.
Sin and Punishment, okay.
Yeah, and number 1, Paper Mario.
Yeah, right. Maybe they were voting for Paper Mario.
I thought Super Metroid would win that, actually.
I would have liked Kirby's Adventure to be in there.
Yeah, that's Kirby's Adventure.
Most people haven't played him, it's really good.
Didn't get many votes. Neither, what else? Sort of.
Super Metroid?
Close. Yeah, well, Super Metroid came close, but.
That was Donkey Kong Country.
Donkey Kong Country 2, I think, is anyone that got a few votes, and even then, not many. Which is kind of sad, because it's probably the best out of that series. I'm running out of crap to do. I've done soundtrack.
I think there's other console games, isn't there?
Okay, non-Nintendo Game of the Year.
Come on, Halo.
Okay, people weren't really descriptive about what thing they were voting for.
So Guitar Heroes will be there, won't it?
Okay, third place, Bioshock.
Yeah, no, that's probably...
I think that was Bioshock for PC. Yep, Bioshock for PC. Second place, Mass Effect.
Just for the story, the gameplay is pretty excruciating.
And first place seems to be the PC darling game of the year, Orange Box.
Yeah.
Is it that bad?
No,
you people suck.
It's just everyone's
just voting for Portal.
It's just a little.
But yeah, I've voted for Bioshock. I feel sorry for Bioshock.
Lot of people are calling Portal the game of the year over Mario Galaxy. A lot of people.
It won on Good Game on the show. That won their game of the year. Which I'm like, but someone said, isn't that just like an old game? Isn't that like a demo thing that was running around a few years ago? Anyway, and surprise of the year, which really surprised me. Funny that. Number 3, Wii Fit.
No pun intended.
That would be number 1 for me.
So the Wii Fit announcement was...
Yeah, broken. Number 3. Number
that
2...
That wasn't a surprise. It was rather an excruciating... What the hell is that bluffing sound? That was an excruciating 1 hour at 2 o'clock at night.
I think
Shigeru Miyamoto has an awesome new game to reveal. Yes, it's a balance board. Yay!
Just hang on, where was...
Where are the others?
Hang on, I'm getting there. Okay, I was sort of a bit liberal with some of these, because it was a bit hard deciphering what people's thoughts were. Number 2, Smash Dojo, just the getting weekly updates, and probably just more to the case some of the reveals that we got on the site.
I think Sonic would have got the,
Yeah, which I'm actually surprised it didn't get number 1, but what got number 1? Mario Kart 12 Player Online.
Yeah, no, that's not that surprising to see it there, because this is Nintendo we're talking about, and they're not very online savvy. So for them to say they're going to have 12 players online is a pretty impressive feat if they can pull it off. Which they won't be able to.
One normal and 12 snakers. 11 snakers.
Snake is going to be difficult with their
controls. How long are you going to be waiting for a match?
Well, it would have been nearly 3 years since they started doing online. So you hope they've gotten a little bit more savvy to it since.
Well,
then.
It definitely sounds like it with Smash Brothers. They've got all the ideas, like when someone drops, the CPU takes over their character, and while you're waiting for matches, you can punch up a punching bag. So it does seem like they've learnt at least a little bit.
What's this?
Smash Brothers Brawl.
Oh, okay. And actually, just missing out on coming in those two, which were actually my choice, or one of them was, the Activision Blizzard merger, which I'm surprised that didn't get in there, because that just completely threw me out of nowhere, and also GameSpot troubles got on the list.
There was a Sega
which
game.
Which is still going on, unfortunately.
What's happened?
That was a pretty big surprise.
The BioWare?
Yeah, BioWare making a Sonic game.
I don't even think that got on there.
People were surprised by that. They were just like, what the hell?
And what about the latest Soul Calibur stuff?
Well, that was this year. Star Wars in Soul Calibur.
It makes
Soul
sense.
Calibur chicks having massive.
What doesn't make sense is the lightsabers should just cut straight through the soft Calibur character's sword.
I know.
But what about the vibro swords in Knights of the Old Republic?
The vibros aren't lasers. They're what are the vibro swords?
Well, just imagine that all the weapons in Soul Calibur are made out of the same material. Or they've just come from another dimension.
Actually, no, lightsabers aren't made of... They're made of crystals.
The new dimension... Soul Calibur and Star Wars are in different dimensions, and when you take a lightsaber from one dimension to the other, it's not as
can
strong.
I...
Make it work.
Can I just throw something out?
Who would win? A Star Destroyer, or a Enterprise?
Can I just throw something out there? It's a goddamn video game. Who cares? As long as it's fun to play, I don't give a crap. I feel like we're all some bunch of Star Trek.
Going to be online, right? And you're going to log on, yeah. And everyone's going to be using Yoda.
Because Yoda gets beaten by Ivy's massive chest. Oh no! What's it, Spirit? Your favourite? Tell him. She'll come in now. And be
yeah,
like,
I mean, if they give her breasts that are the size of like. I don't know, Mount Olympus, I will seriously kill someone. Talon is an innocent 14-year-old girl. Just keep her as a ninja that's 14. Just leave it. Just don't. Please.
So you just want to leave her so she's pedo-bear approved?
Of course.
Anyway, so that's it for the Game of the Year stuff. I might just post them in the forums so someone else can do a write-up for them. I don't know. Put them up on the main site sooner or later. Do we want to do VFAs, or are you going to do that on the forums?
What are we doing? What? VFAs? I haven't actually finished tallying yet, so...
Oh, okay, so VFAs should be coming later this week sometime, you'd imagine.
Albert, too. No, I'll have it finished by tonight. Contrary to what everyone thinks, like Trinist, I actually did have company around Thursday night. That's why I haven't done it yet. And I was getting drunk last night, so that's why I didn't do it then.
Do we have to mention his name?
Trinist.
Games played. Anthony, you can go and talk about Worms if you want.
This is Armageddon, Worms, DS, Worms.
Worms 2. Open Warfare 2 on the DS.
Okay.
Yeah, I reviewed
it. Armageddon is on the 64.
It's basically... You remember the old classic Worms 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty much like that with a few more weapons in it and a different structure to the single player. And to sum it all up, it's really good. The only negative thing to say about the game is that it's actually got a bug in the local multiplayer where it loses sync and two people can be playing two different games when they're supposed to be playing each other. But if you play it online, you don't get that problem, and it's really good. It's your usual Nintendo sort of stuff. You can, draw your own logo, and you can create your own team, but names of your worms don't, you can't do that only against friends. And,
You can't put your address.
You can just write swear words in your logo. Pointless.
There's extra minigames from the DS version, too.
Yeah, there's some DS-only stuff which uses a touchscreen, and they're all really good. It's got a normal campaign mode, a mission mode, which is kind of more
like an objective type thing.
Yeah, it's an objective kind of thing, like deal a certain amount of damage or survive, yep. or just shoot something from where you are with little weapons you got. And then you got the DS mini games, which involve the touch screen, and one basic one is where you got a guy parachuting, and then you just blow in the microphone to sort of lift him up, and you got to get him to where you want it to go. But is really good, and I reckon it should have been number 2 for DS Game of the Year.
I'd imagine not many people got it, because it was reduced after like 2 months after it came out. It was half price.
That was Worms Open Warfare 1.
No, the second one was it was half price at our store, and it did sell then, but Open Warfare 1, that went to like $20, whereas Open Warfare 2, that was selling for $30 at some stage.
It's a full package. Like, you go online and there are leaderboards for just about everything. They keep track of, the most boring players who don't do anything, and all the way up.
But Anthony is number 1.
It's actually quite hard to get it. And then you got...
I'm sure there's people out there trying to get it.
I want to be the most boring player.
One of the bad leaderboards only had 3 people on it. And you're supposed to have, I think it was up to 10 people on a leaderboard. And it's got, the level editor and... randomize your levels and all that jazz, so it's really good.
Super.
I haven't
Nemesis.
Actually been playing that. I've just been playing this game.
You just wanted to talk about it.
Yeah, I'll just move on.
Now, last year, you were our Dark Messiah guru. Is there going to be a game like that this year, do you think? that you will be able to talk about constantly, or do you think this year might be all right? You won't do that mistake again.
I'm not going to buy anything like Dark Messiah again.
Nothing from
Arkane
Ubisoft.
Studios. No, nothing from Arkane Studios.
Have you gotten it to work yet?
Yeah, I got it to work. I had to buy a whole new computer.
That sounds like me. It's like I bought the other week.
Nemesis, what have you been playing?
It's a massive list. Phoenix Wright 2, Ultimate Mortal Kombat on the DS, Pokemon Diamond, and Zelda Phantom Hourglass. I just got my DS, so yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you're having fun?
Yeah.
But keep in mind, everyone, he does have a PSP too.
Yeah, so what?
So what?
He got the PSP before the DS, which is just heresy.
Oh, well, he's seen the light.
Yeah. I haven't played anything on my PSP for at least a year and a half, so yeah.
Is anyone out there, like, digging? I don't know... Yes.
Yeah, dig into China. I mean, you're going to be there for a fair while, but Flamey, what have you been playing?
Okay, this week I picked up Final Fantasy Revenant Wings. Haven't played this on anything. I keep meaning to, but I'll get around to it sooner or later. Yeah, the intro is awesome. If the whole game's like that, well, yeah, it's going to be like Final Fantasy 3 all over again.
Do you know what the combat's like in that? Is it like, or what?
Okay, from what I know, it's an RTS. It's similar to Heroes of Mana.
Oh, yeah.
From what I've heard, it's not grid based, so it's they're not going to be moving like in straight lines or anything. It's like from a lot of reviews, there's a lot of stuff they've fixed from Heroes of Mana. There's some stuff they haven't borrowed from Heroes of Mana, like you can't rotate the map and there's all that stuff. But I don't know. I'll have a look at it when I've actually told you more. I'll tell you more. I finally finished earlier this week Castlevania Portrait of Ruin for the DS, which took me ages.
Oh yeah,
really happy about that.
I finished Dawn of Sorrow. Forgot to mention that.
Oh, did you pick up Dawn of Sorrow as well?
Yeah, I finished that.
It's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's pretty good.
One of the best DS games I've played, actually, and everyone should play it, Spirit.
Hello everyone, and welcome to the Castlevania podcast.
Not just judge Castlevania on one or two games you've played.
I just started Portrait of Ruin as well, but I can't get into it as well.
Yeah, it's not as good as Dawn of Sorrow, but I think
attack of the book.
It's awesome.
No.
I like it. Also, just by being bored because I found my old Game Boy games. I don't know if anyone's played it. An old arcade game called Snow Brothers, which is just pretty much like Bubble Bobble. You trap things in your bubble. In this case, snowballs, and then throw them around and kill other stuff. Heaps of fun. And also Desktop Defense Towers, which I know I've heard this game's been out for a Flash game, been out for a while, and one of the best Flash games I've probably ever played.
Oh god.
Not
this game again.
What's wrong with Desktop Defense Towers?
It's all you ever do.
Yeah, I know, I can't, it's really addictive. I just start playing and I can't stop it. The best way I've heard it described is if you've ever played like Warcraft 2, all it is you're just building your towers and you just gotta stop the stuff getting from one side of the board to the other side, and you upgrade, and then you got flyers and all that. It's really in-depth for a Flash game. And, yeah, having heaps of fun playing it.
Awesome.
And tried playing Resident Evil, Umbrella Chronicles, and Zombie Monkeys. I said bugger that crap.
What difficulty were you playing it on?
It's me. What difficulty do you think I was playing on? An easy mode.
Did you finish past Resident Evil 0?
Sorry? No, I haven't. The only Resident Evil game I finished is 4. I tried playing 1. Got a little bit to the mansion, and I scare really easily, so I'm like, yep.
No, I mean,
had enough of this mansion.
I mean, Umbrella Chronicles.
No, I haven't finished 0 yet.
Get past 0, and then it gets good. 0's really bad in Chronicles. And in...
What, is it scary, or does it get scarier?
No, the game gets better.
This is what I don't like. It's cheap scares. I'm like, turn the hell around. I don't want to be looking this way, because there's something big behind you. Turn around now. Great, there's something big, and now I'm freaking out, and now I'm dead.
Wait,
Thank you.
The zombie monkey scares you.
Yes! I scare really easily. I'm a sook.
Okay.
I thought you were complaining because they're just a pain in the ass, because they just...
That as well.
Jump out.
Well, the first time they just jumped out of nowhere, they sort of scare me, but I'm fine with them. But I just scare really easily, and it's just I can't handle constant... random different things just jumping out of nowhere.
Well, we've almost exceeded our supposed shorter podcast limit, which is not too good. So I won't bother with my games, Blake, because it's just more Zach and Wiki, Battalion Wars, and Xbox.
Well, they're actually... those are relevant games. Everyone else has been talking about Flash games and
Zach and Wiki, good, Battalion Wars, average. Is that enough?
Tell us about Zach and Wiki.
Wackaziki.
Zack and Wiki is like...
I don't know anything about it.
It's
a point-and-click adventure game.
Point-and-click. You just figure out puzzles. You've got to do it in a certain order. And the key is to recollect Barbosa's missing parts, missing body parts.
You have to fire, don't listen to what he's saying, just fire.
There's 60 parts in all, Nemesis is an idiot, and yeah, no, it's an okay game, but you need to actually...
And it has, you need to, and it has a flying golden monkey sidekick.
But you really need to get your hands on the game to know what it's all about, because it's motion based. It's and if you're watching it while someone's playing it, you don't actually get the idea of it. So I've had my mates going, you know, what the fudge and hell are you doing? But if you actually get your hands on it, you're like, oh yeah, this is actually pretty cool, because you know, you fish, you do a lot of random stuff. Somehow you can throw a boulder up, I don't know how, like a massive boulder, and by waving your arms it makes it throw it, but there's a lot of stuff like that in the game.
When's it due out here?
Next month.
Okay.
Early or late, I'm not too sure on that. We are, after all, an amateur podcast, so we shouldn't know when games are coming out. That's how it is. Now, are we gonna bother with a proper introduction to this new segment, or are we just gonna
I'd say we're running out of time, so we might actually do it next week.
No, we're doing it now.
Running out of time.
I still haven't done bargains.
Nah, bugger bargains. Everyone bargains.
This is a two.
EKGamer.com. He won't. Anthony
Ninja
won't type
Bread
it up,
man.
But I will.
Flame Ninja Bread.
Oh!
We're doing a 2-minute hot... Our new segment is a 2-minute hot seat. The idea is to...
Now, hang on. No. Excuse me. Ninja Bread, man. How much is it?
$34.95 at Kmart. Save $45 bucks.
It should only be $50 from what I heard. It was released as a bargain game anyway.
Is Ninja Bread game, Ninja Bread Man good?
No. It takes an hour to
Okay. Go to IGN. Check out the video review for it. It's really funny.
I really want to play it. It looks awesome.
Yeah.
Is anyone interested in Jam Sessions on the DS? That's only $34.95 at
I still up. Don't even know what Jam Sessions is.
It won the award for best music game or something on Game Trailers.
Okay.
It beat Guitar Hero Rock Band.
Really?
Yeah.
Might be worth a look.
There's some Guilty Gear game on the DS. Whatever.
Yeah, it's pretty don't get it.
All right, well,
the Guilty Gear on the Wii apparently is really good if you have a classic controller.
And Just for Plasma, a game called Tank Battles for $30.
Yeah.
Awesome. So there's bad tanks that battle.
Okay, yep, 2-minute hot seat.
You just give the brief introduction.
The concept of the 2-minute hot seat will be to get any community member, or perhaps in the future we might get Yag and Matt from Australia Game, and probably not likely because we're too scared of them because they're much better than us, and just do a hot seat.
It's not hard.
In 2 minutes. And so this week we're going to be lazy and just do Nemesis because he's here and we can't be bothered, bothering anyone else. So hopefully Flamey will add some tick-tick sounds to this and someone will keep track of the time.
You know I don't have the questions.
No, I'm just going to go through them.
Okay, fine.
So Nemesis, are you ready?
Yeah, I think so.
Is someone... No, you're not...
Hang on, where's my watch?
We'll be really amateur, and you can do the tick, tick, tick in the background.
Oh, my watch doesn't tick. I'll be fine.
Someone tell us when to start.
I'll edit in later. Okay, hang on.
Keep in mind, most of these questions are made by Flame Condor, so they're a bit ridiculous.
Shut up. You're the one who... Hang on.
Are we trying to answer these as fast as possible?
What?
Are we trying to answer these questions?
Okay, are we ready? Okay,
we're ready.
Yeah, why not?
Go.
Nemesis, first Nintendo system.
NES.
Favorite food starting with a T? Starting with a T?
Teriyaki chicken.
Zelda or Metroid?
Metroid.
Who stole the funk?
You did.
Muffins are for the winners, true or false?
False.
Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat?
Who's what?
Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat?
Oh, right. Mortal Kombat. Oh. Sorry, Capcom.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck?
Can the woodchuck chuck wood?
If you're infected...
Going by his name, yeah, he's a woodchuck, so I
see. Oh, right, yeah, I'd say, hey, yeah, definitely.
If you were infected by the T-Virus, what would you become?
Fran Drescher.
What would your superhero name be?
Fran Drescher.
Fran Drescher.
Favourite sisters, Hilton or Spears?
Spears.
Finish the saying, Humpty Dumpty sat on a...
wall?
Wait, that wasn't funny. If you could sleep with one Books member, who would it be?
Oh, I think you want an answer to this one. I say Spirit.
That's right, good answer. Does this tie make me look fat?
Yes, it always does.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me no more. That was a question. This isn't really a question, but I wrote it down anyway. Pi.
10 seconds.
Pi.
Yeah. Pi. Master Chief and Smash Brothers, your thoughts? That's it? That's all we got?
Yep. That's either going to go really well or really bad.
I didn't realise that it was going to be stupid questions.
Yeah, no, that was a big surprise.
Yeah.
I think you did alright, Nemesis. You probably have made a lot of people smile, maybe laugh, I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Sound. We need the tick-tick.
Yes, yes, okay, I'll edit that all in later. Forum questions. Okay, three questions this week. Two from Lord Zod. What is the longest amount of time you have spent recording a podcast? I'd say probably 3 hours.
I think 3 hours we did one time.
Yeah, I think that's the record. And which scoring system do you prefer, out of 100 or out of 10?
Out of 10.
We were discussing this earlier. We like Famitsu's, don't we? How they've got four people doing 10.
But that's not always feasible, having four people review a game. I like the GameSpy one, the out of 5, because 2 out of 5 out of 10...
Two out of 5. 2 out of 5 out of 10.
Okay, 2.5 out of 5, that's dead, that's
two
even.
Two bits of a 10.
It doesn't sound too bad. 3 out of 5... That's a 6 out of 10, but 3 to 5 actually doesn't sound that bad.
10 and 100 are the same, aren't they? Because, like, if you get 8 out of 10, the same as 80 out of 100.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
But some people will give, like... It depends if you're doing 10s with decimal points or not. I'd rather...
Well, 8.5 is the same as 85.
Exactly, but I'm saying I'd prefer, 4.5 or just 10 with no points.
So almost like GameSpot, where they only do 0.5.
Yeah.
You just leave out the 0.5, so it would just have whole numbers.
Yeah, whole numbers only out of 10, or out of 5 with decimal points.
The only issue with that, though, is if you've got a game... Like, personally, I would give Mario Galaxy 9 points, maybe 3, and then I've got Metroid at 9.0. Now, I think that Mario Galaxy is a better game than Metroid, so if I was going by your system, I'd be saying they're about the same.
Yeah.
That's the only issue.
It really cares.
Yeah, well, the problem is when people go, oh, but this game got 92%, but this one got 93%. I'm like, but one's a first-person shooter, one's an RTS. How are you going to... You can't
Spirit
really say...
Spirit said, we owners are just going to wind up with both games anyway. There's no...
Yeah, they would, yeah.
Well, I don't have Metroid Prime, so...
because you suck. All right,
Next question is... No, hang on. Next question is from... Best party game on the Wii.
Wii Sports?
Yeah.
I reckon we've had most fun with WarioWare at my place.
I was actually talking to the friend on Thursday, and they said they did enjoy WarioWare, so that gets, a nod from casual gamers. But personally, Wii Sports.
Wii Play's not bad for the table, for the
It's only
Neo
two
Pong
player though.
Thing. Yeah.
If you want to do something mindlessly fun and entertaining, it would be WarioWare. If you want to do something that's got a little bit of competition to it, Wii Sports. If you want to do something really bad, Wii Play. If you want to do something god awful, it's
Carnival Games.
No, what's that monkey ball game? Super Monkey Ball.
Banana Blitz.
Yeah.
Did you guys know the US version of WarioWare has different mini games?
No.
Really?
Yeah, because when I sold my PowerWare and got my US one, I got the US version of WarioWare, and all the games are different, and everyone didn't know how to do them. So we were like, what the fuck?
Oh my god, what the WTF?
So maybe there was... And the game wasn't delayed. What's going on there? That's crazy.
It was weird. We didn't... All the games are different. It's strange.
Sure they're just not out of order or something?
No. Like, the ones that you play. Like, because we play it for, 4 hours straight, and you start getting repeats, and we kept getting, different ones. So, you know.
So, what are you saying? Do I have to review the American version of the game
I'm just saying it's different. I'm just... It's like...
Mario Party 8, crap, so don't go near it. But, best party
Mario
game.
Mario and Sonic at the Olympic
Probably
Mario. Games. Not very good party game.
Everyone, do that.
Raymond Raving Rabbids.
I'll give Raymond some credit. Like, it is a good mini game, but it's a bad game. Like, it's a good mini game compilation, but it's not something good.
Did you review the second one?
No, I believe Toby did that one. I did the DS version. It's like it's a good mini game compilation game, but as far as a hardcore game, something we would want to play, you'd look at it and cry.
Having said that, the ads are freaking awesome.
And who asked this question again? I forgot.
Hang on, it wasn't that.
Brilliant. That's it, isn't it, for the week?
Yeah, that's
almost.
We're
almost done.
Intros,
we've got two things actually.
Okay.
Spelled why wrong?
Something I want to do in my notes in the podcast. We were trying a new intro, but I suck at this stuff, so I want to sort of look at doing or want to do a competition. Don't know how long it's going to run for until we get enough choices to actually start making a decision on it. Sure, people listening to us to the thing to design a podcast intro tune for us.
Unless you think Flamey's new one is actually quite good, then mention that it is good and we'll keep it.
So yeah, so if you've got anything, you can make up your own like guitar or a song, or if you can,
or just use electroplankton or jam stuff.
Yeah, electroplankton, or if you actually got proper stuff, you can make like an old 8-bit sounding intro, or if you can just make the old intro music sound 8-bit, that would be awesome. Prize not decided at this stage. It's probably looking at maybe doing either two Australian Wii Point cards, if you've got a Wii, or if you've got a DS game of your choice. But yeah, not really sure. Well, I've got to get my site email back up and running again. But yeah, once we give you more details on it, just like, you know, we're looking at doing something like that, so if you can think of anything you want to make, start making now.
Or we may decide to be real tight asses and only give you a free Wii virtual console game. Who knows? It's all coming out of Flamey's pocket.
It's hard enough for Vuk to get people to submit videos for his one, so.
That was, but not many people can be bothered making videos. It's just how it is. Also, Phantom Ganon, our new Wi-Fi organiser, is having a Wi-Fi night this Friday. So that's the 25th of... What month are we? We're in January, aren't we?
January.
25th of January, so the day before Australia Day, which my best friend was like, oh, when is Australia Day? The date.
Un-Australian.
He did not know the date. He's American. That's all there is to it.
I thought it was the 25th, but obviously, apparently it's the 26th.
The holiday's on the 28th. We get the Monday off. If you work, that is. If you don't work, then you probably already have the day off anyway.
There you go, Anthony, another day for you. Oh, hang on.
Ouch.
Anyway.
So what I was trying to get at is...
I work whenever the hell I please.
He's having a Wi-Fi night. He has a Mario Kart tournament, and the winner will get a free virtual console game. I forget what the choice was, but I think it's Mario, Samus, Metroid game, and Donkey Kong game. And then there's just some random Wi-Fi throughout the night. So even if you're not a member of the message board, sign up and you might get lucky on the night. You'll probably have to sign up to the message board to participate in the tournament. But that only
is it all done by the chat room?
To organise events, that will be through the chat room, but to actually be in the tournament, you have to sign up.
On the night, you'd be in the chat room.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that wraps everything up this week. And yeah, no, we're all good. Unless you guys have final comments.
Not really.
When's our next podcast going to be?
Not really sure. What we might do it next week, or we might just look at doing it every 2 weeks now until news starts picking up a bit, because it's been a bit quiet lately.
If you're interested in being in the 2-minute hot seat, which we will improve over time, this week was just... couldn't be stopped organising it properly. Just in the questions thread on our message boards, just, you know, post there that you are interested in being one of the recipients of the hot seat, and we'll see what we can do. Next time we have a girl. So
I just got
stay tuned.
I just want to say, well, I'm hoping for our next hot seat we can get a hold of.
Takashi Aoyama.
Really fun having him in the
That'd be
seat.
Awesome.
I just realised there was another DS game that came out this year that no one really paid attention to. Puzzle Quest.
Mm. Everyone paid attention to Puzzle Quest. Everyone knows about it, just not really bothered getting it.
Well, that should have been number one, I reckon. Forget Zelda, Puzzle Quest.
No,
I... list of things to get. I want Planet Puzzle League more. Anyway.
That's it. We're good.
That's it. See ya.
Hooroo.
Tell your friends just what a fool I've been, and life. lips to tell my fingertips they won't be reaching out for you no more. Don't tell my heart, my aching, breaking heart, I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my aching, breaking heart, he might blow up and kill his man. Tell your dog to bite my leg, or tell your